When Dad Allison parked in a chair beside Barney Blake that day and announced he was going to sit there until Barney had told him all about his trip to Mexico, he meant it.
Okay, Barney. Now, what happened to you since the last time I saw you?
Well, Pop, there isn't really much to tell.
Go on!
Well, you know what I went to Mexico for, don't you?
I do not.
Ever hear of Sanchez?
The bandit? Well, sure, everybody heard of him.
Well, maybe you heard there's a price on his head, 10,000 pesos. Well, I was getting tired of punching cattle.
Oh, I reckon every good puncher I ever hired does get tired of it sometime or other. Anyhow,
I got tired of punching. I figured an easy way to pick up 10,000 pesos would be to catch this Sanchez guy.
And so begins another story by The Player, America's most versatile actor, Mr. Paul Frees. But here, before we begin our story, is your announcer. And here is your star, the player, Mr. Paul Frees.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is the player welcoming you to our presentation of Reward for Sanchez. Dad Allison half smiled, then settled back to listen as Barney Blake started to tell the story of his search for Sanchez, the notorious Mexican bandit.
I was halfway to Mexico City before I ever even got a glimmering of an idea where to start my roundup. I'd just gone into a saloon in the town of San Oresta when a guy rides up to the door and busts in like he's being chased by a lightning bolt and starts spilling stuff in Spanish. Seems a bank had been held up in the next town the night before, and that the holdup had all the earmarks of a Sanchez job. Well, that was enough for me. I was on my way to that next town inside of 2 minutes. It was about noon when I got there and located the bank, or at least what was left of it. Well, anyhow, I locate a guy that looks like he might have some sense, and I begin asking him questions. Looks like he really wanted to get in there, says I.
See, this Sanchez, he do things in a big way when he do them, eh?
Oh, I reckon you know a lot about Sanchez, huh? Well, maybe that was a wrong question to ask. Anyhow, this Mexican I'm talking to looks up at me, clamps his lips tight, and then shuffles off without another word, just leaves me standing there, wondering what to do next, when another Mexican saunters up to me from out of the crowd.
You want to ask questions about Sanchez, eh?
Yeah, I'm might interested.
Well, maybe you do not know, senor, that asking the question about Sanchez is not good for the health always.
Oh, I don't know. I think this Sanchez has got the whole bunch of you buffaloed.
This is very funny, senor. You know, I think I like you, gringo. And if you really want to know something about this Sanchez, you come with me, eh? Maybe I can tell you something.
Well, led me up the street and around a corner and down an alley to a ramshackle adobe house, sent back from the rest of the places on the street. About then I began to figure that I'd fallen in with some kind of a Mexican big shot, because as we get near the door, it opens fast and a man stands there bowing and motioning and saying, "Hey, my friend, who are you anyhow? Mayor of this town or something?" I ask him.
Oh, Senor, you are funny. I like the way you say right out whatever it is you are thinking, eh? First, let me ask, senor, why you are so interesting in catch this Sanchez, eh?
Look, I says, 10,000 pesos amounts to about as much as I earn in a year punching cattle.
Money, money. All the time money. Besides, what make you think you can catch this Sanchez? You think he pretty dumb, eh?
Oh, no. He ain't dumb. Not Sanchez. I just think that I'm a little bit smarter, that's all.
Huh? And you think you will catch Sanchez all alone?
Well, I didn't bring the Texas Rangers with me, so figure it's got to be done alone. Just then, a funny-looking little guy comes across to our table, leans down, and whispers something in my pal's ear. My pal listens, and then...
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. I've been called away. You will pardon me, I hope.
Hey, wait a minute, Don Pedro, I says. Wait a minute. You was going to tell me something about Sanchez. But my pal's already on his feet and smiles down and says,
One afternoon, senor, look for the valley under the shadow of the twins. Maybe then you'll find the Sanchez, perhaps, eh? Adios, amigo.
Well, all this is sort of food for thought, and I go wandering around for the next hour or two trying to figure it out, especially that valley in the shadow of the twins business. Of course, the twins must mean a couple of mountains, being as how they had a valley in their shadow, but where this particular couple of mountains might be was a different question. About the third guy I talked to knew where there were some twin mountains back in the hills about 10 miles. Would he show me the way to them? Sure, tomorrow, provided I could pay him for his trouble. And that was that. At 3 o'clock the next day, I was standing looking up at a pair of peaks, enough alike to be two peas in a pod. From where I was standing, I could see that, hollowed out of the level slope now, half in sunshine, half in shadow, was a long, steep-banked valley. Now, if that didn't fit my pal's description of the place I might find Sanchez, why, nothing did. Well, from now on, it was going to be a cinch. Find Sanchez, convince him I had a great plan for him, a plan to make him El Presidente or something, and then get him aside long enough to drop him with a left to the chin and haul him into the nearest jail. Yep, I figured the rest was a lead pipe cinch. As I walked along, my eye was caught by a movement on the hillside up ahead, and I looked just in time to see a guy aim his rifle let me in pull the trigger. And when I came to, I was lying in a nice, clean bed, and a pretty Mexican girl in a white uniform was looking after me. My shoulder was wrapped up in cloth as thick as a saddle blanket. This Mexican nurse, when she sees I come to, she comes over and speaks low to a fella standing over outside the door of the room. He comes in, looks at me, nods, and goes rushing out again. Well, of course, I'm curious to know where I am and what's up, so I get this pretty nurse over and I asks her. You're in the Santorina Hospital, she tells me. But how come, I asks back. How'd I get here? Well, she pats my pillow real pretty and then tells me that Señor Sanchez brought me here. Señor Sanchez? Look, lady, won't they nab him? I mean, a guy like Sanchez can't just walk into an organized hospital and... Well, I didn't get any farther. The nurse smiled and walked out. Next, I must have fell asleep again because next thing I knew, someone was shaking me a little. Opened my eyes and looked up and... Well, there was my pal. My pal I met in the square, you know, the guy who told me where to find Sanchez. And I sit up. Oh, I get it. Naturally, you're in cahoots with Sanchez, I tell him. I was pretty dumb not to figure that out before. My pal, he just shakes his head and ignores what I said.
Are you all right, eh? Those fool. I tell them you are coming. I tell them to let you come.
What? What are you talking about?
The fool who shot you. I will hang him up by his thumb for a while. Maybe then he'll learn not to obey orders.
Oh. So you do work for this Sanchez. Yeah, but how come you... And all of a sudden it dawns on me. This guy I'm talking to doesn't work for Sanchez. Why, he is Sanchez. I guess it must have gone white when I finally woke up to the truth.
Well, are you feeling all right, senor? I cannot tell you how sorry I am this happened. You are a fine fellow. I like you. I am going to make you my friend. And the fool that shoot you up is practically shoot up our friendship.
Well, all this is naturally a little beyond me. Hey, wait a minute, Sanchez. Don't forget I come down and nab you, and I still can do it if I get a chance.
Oh, see, I know. But that is nothing. I like to have you chase me, but I don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, don't you worry about me, Sanchez. Better worry about yourself. I'm going to get them 10,000 faces or else. Well, that was about the time Sanchez looks as if he had a bright idea. He jumps up and hurries out of the room, leaving me more sure than ever that he's playing loco. 5 minutes later, he comes back. Stands there in the door with one thumb hooked in his cartridge belt and a cigarette dropping out of the corner of his mouth.
Now, my good friend. Now, Sanchez, he even up the score. My men, they shoot you, so now I even up the score.
And he walks over to me and hands me my six gun from the table.
Here, you take this, senor.
Huh? But what for?
Don't ask all the time question. Take it.
I take it, and Sanchez backs up in the middle of the room. Just then, the door busts open, and about 50 men pour into the room, all of them with guns drawn. Sanchez just stands there and lets them take him.
Oh, now we are even, huh? You get the reward for Sanchez, no?
Hey, don't do it, Sanchez. Don't be a fool. They'll hang you.
Oh, don't you worry about Sanchez. He'll take care of himself, okay?
Well, Dad, that was the last I saw of him.
Barney Blake sighed as he said that. Sighed as much as to say, that's the end of my story. But Dad Allison, seated there beside him, wasn't satisfied.
You mean that Sanchez gave himself up so you could get the reward? Barney, you ain't giving me a cock and bull story, are you?
Why, Dad, don't you believe it?
Well, how come if you collected that reward for Sanchez that you're looking for a job working for me again?
Oh, that. I forgot to tell you, Dad. That reward, well, when I went to collect it, they told me that it wasn't offered to Americans, only to citizens of Mexico.
And so ends another story by The Player, starring your one-man theater, Paul Frees, who portrays all of the parts. Mr. Frees will return in just a moment, after a few words from your announcer. Reward for Sanchez was written by Tommy Tomlinson and produced by Sam Kerner, with music composed and performed by Rami Idris. Special effects by Fred Cole. Your announcer was Gary Goodwin. This is The Player, Paul Frees, saying goodbye. Until next we meet.